Peng Dingqian is a worker in Guangzhou Automobile Group's welding department in Guangzhou, capital of Guangdong Province. He says in the past, an 8-worker unit need to spend 3 minutes on assembling. Now, by using robots, the time for assembly has been cut to 90 seconds. The automation of the manufacturing process significantly improved their factory's efficiency. At another company, Rappo, which manufactures computer exterior equipment like keyboards and mice, a unit which used to require 10 workers now only needs one person to monitor the machine. Deng Qiuwei is the manufacturing center chief supervisor of Rappo Technology.
In the past, we needed 7 workers for our old U-shape streamline. The 7-person unit could make 2,500 products in the day shift. But now a 2-person work unit can produce 1,200 products. The efficiency increased by 30% to 50%.
The mass use of robots is a sign which indicates that the traditional labor-intensive manufacturing industry in China's Zhujiang River Delta area has upgraded to a new level. Ma Yichan, a senior staff of Guangzhou Auto Group, says the trend will continue.
In the future, according to our production plan, the work done by robots and machines will reach more than 90%. The current workers will play the role of technical blue collars in the future. They will be responsible for the maintenance of the machines and quality control, rather than actually doing the labor work.
The automation of the traditional labor-intensive industry in the Zhujiang River Delta area is the result of rising labor and HR management costs. For instance, Deng Qiuwei says it may take them 1 month to train a new employee, but the highly intensive workload made many people quit. So the money and time for training were wasted, not to mention the short staffing they need to deal with during the long spring festival holiday. Deng says the use of robots significantly saved their operation costs.
In 2008,
the total salary for an employee in our company was 1,500 yuan, but now the cost has risen to 5,000 yuan. We bought 75 robots last year and it freed 300 workers. Using the salary only to make a comparison, our company may need to pay additional 4 to 5 million yuan if we still use the workers rather than robots.
Companies such as Rappo and Guangzhou Auto Group also say, well, the initial investment in robots may be large, but when the increased efficiency and low labor costs are factored in, the cost may be recouped within 2 to 3 years. So in the long run, automation is becoming the industry standard. For CRI, I'm Li Dong.